This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
PCA and Seiya Suzuki are a combined 0-6 in the seventh inning now for the Cubs. So this one isn't working out well for me. What the hell does that sound?
How would they do? Run away. I want to get away.
Oh, man. That's what the Coneheads do. Yeah.
That's a Conehead song. I don't know who sings it.
So, Josh Appel. Oh, why? Is today a Coneheads anniversary, Jimmy?
Yeah, released on this day.
Oh, 1993.
That's a good movie.
The Bourne Supremacy was released in 2004 on this day. I've never seen any of the Bourne Supremacy movies. The Bourne movies, the Jason Bourne, Bourne on the 4th of July.
That's pretty good. The Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Yeah. It make him a lot tougher than he is, but
it's like spy movies? Those are spy movies?
Yeah, that's all it is.
So, Josh Appel, we'll have him on tomorrow. We got to have two guys on tomorrow, and we need to talk football, obviously. There's a lot of Dolphin stuff going on, but we also have to talk movies with both of them. Omar Kelly texted me yesterday. He saw Superman. Texted me one of the five worst movies he's seen in his lifetime was the quote. And I am just flabbergasted. It was such a fun movie. And I texted him back. I said, well, you don't like fun. Because it was just a fun movie.
I'm gathering it as kind of childish.
It's fun. I mean, I don't know, like, because I don't really like childish. Step Brothers was childish. It's why I don't like it. Yeah. So I don't think it was childish. I think it was very comic booky. You know, it wasn't, you know, if you watch The Batman and it's deep and psychological, it ain't that, if that's what you're expecting from the Superman. But just fun. Great popcorn movie. To call it one of the five worst movies you've ever seen in your lifetime. Shocking. And then Josh Appel, he wants to come on because I was making fun of him yesterday because he was watching Goodfellas for the first time, but he started it at like 3 p.m. and he was DMing Solana during the movie. And I know that he was, you know, but he says he loved the movie.
Oh, you got to love Goodfellas.
But you'd love it more if he watched it at 9 o'clock last night, turned his phone off, and, you know, fired up an Aperol spritz and maybe a couple of egg rolls or something.
But, you know, I love Josh. He's a good dude. But he seems like he's a nightmare person. Like, if he watches something, he'll have nightmares.
nightmare person.
You know, the people that can't watch, you know, stuff and
yeah,
people
my wife.
Die. Like, he seems like a nightmare person.
All right, let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour. There's a lot of Dolphins news going on, surprisingly, unfortunately, from the first day of activity. You've got one guy being airlifted, you've got another guy tearing his ACL. Like, if you extrapolate that out, they're gonna lose about 40 players during training camp.
It's gracious.
It really is remarkable.
They ain't hitting them. I guarantee they're not hitting tomorrow.
Hitting. They should come out in bubble wrap.
Walk through, baby.
Unbelievable. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Tyreek getting detained or handcuffed outside the stadium last year was that was, you know, weird. But this is you said at the start of the show, Hawk, you're like, those of you who think the Dolphins are cursed, you know, today you feel a little vindicated or whatever. And I don't know, man, like, airlifted, one player airlifted, and then the position you need the most help in, one guy tears his ACL. That's day one.
And I'm not certain how much Artie Burns had left. He's played a long time. Yeah. And, you know, I love him from UM, but I mean, I don't know. But it's just like, if you want to point to a franchise and go, this franchise is cursed, I mean, what could they possibly be doing today that's going to cause a player to get airlifted? I mean, that, you know, and do we have any, who is it again? What was the guy's name? Bayron Matos?
Matos, yes.
Matos.
I so thought about it, and
he's in stable condition, by the way, from the reports I saw on Twitter. He's in stable condition.
That's good. And I hope he recovers. But I just every time I hear about a guy that, you know, can't move, I think about my rookie year. We're on the 15-yard line going in and like team run. Somebody gets hit, some lineman is just on the ground, just jelly, like not moving his arms or legs. We move the drill 15 yards away and keep the drill going, and he's still down there. It's just how much the league has changed.
Who was the coach then?
Saban.
Wow.
Yep. Move it to the 30. Let's get going. And it's a trainer's down there with the guy that's knocked out to sleep, and we're down there still running plays.
Well, several players spoke to the media today. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media today as well. I had mentioned Tua Tagovailoa, and obviously we talked about it a million times, Tua's relationship with Tyreek Hill and his relationship with the team. There were some other notes, talked about Zach Sealer working out without limitations today. And yesterday, like, it was kind of one of those things where you raise an eyebrow, you're like, huh, Minkah Fitzpatrick hadn't spoken publicly since being traded. And then yesterday was supposed to speak, and that was pushed back to what they were saying a later date. The big concern today would have been if Minkah didn't practice, but he did. He was present today.
Seems like nothing to see there. If you were trying to extrapolate anything from him not having a media availability, it doesn't seem like there's anything to see there. And I think Mike McDaniel today said they checked with Minkah before they traded for him to make sure that he wanted to play here.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to be doing is trading headaches for headaches. Like...
And if you're waiting for Minkah Fitzpatrick to entertain you, go talk to a boiled egg. I'm telling you, good dude, hell of a player, but he's not giving you much.
David Fioronis tweeted out today, Eric Ezukama was a standout day one of Dolphins camp, catching a deep touchdown from Zach Wilson and another downfield pass from Quinn Ewers. And if you look at David Fioronis's Twitter account, he's got some highlight video, courtesy of the Dolphins. I'm sure it's up on their social medias as well, of Eric Ezukama. I mean, this dude looks like the best receiver in the NFL from the way this thing is shot. Mm. I mean, holy mackerel, that dude's flying.
He's big too, ain't he? Like 6'4"?
Is he a big dude?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He was supposed to be their big target, but...
What year number is this for him? Three?
Got to be three or four.
Four?
I think. Four? Yeah, because Skylar Thompson last year was year three, and that was the big thing. I mean, this is what I bought into. Skylar Thompson to Eazy-E in preseason is the greatest quarterback wide receiver duo in the history of preseason in the NFL. But I'm not falling for it this year. I've fallen for it the last couple of years.
Well, this This is the year. Are you crazy?
You guys know I'm not falling for two things: Eric Ezukama and
the banana
Ethan
in the tailpipe,
and Ethan Bonner. I refuse to do it this year. If I hear or if I see a story written about Ethan Bonner and how he's impressed in camp, I will lose my mind because I've done this already. I've done 2 years now.
That's the white corner.
That's the white corner.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that story.
So, Eric Ezukama, what round was he drafted in, Ezukama?
Third?
I don't know.
That high?
I thought it was fourth or fifth, but it wasn't. It wasn't a top priority pick, though.
I'm looking at his career stats.
Fourth round.
He has played in a total of 5 games and has 1 reception for 3 yards in his Dolphins career?
Yep.
Do I have this right?
It was a first down, though. I don't know. I'm just playing.
Am I reading that right?
He's 6'2", by the way. Listed at 6'2".
6'2".
Yeah.
He has 1 reception for 3. He averages 1 yard receiving a year?
Mm-hmm.
But Hawk, he doesn't play. Like the idea.
I know. I know. That's the bigger problem. That's I mean, the stats kind of dictate that. No.
How many targets? 1. He got to get some separation.
That's wild, man.
But like the idea that he played, like even you said 5 career games. I think last year, I remember he played against the Seahawks and didn't have any targets. Like I would imagine he's had 3 targets his entire career. Yeah.
For some reason, I had in my head that he has played more snaps than he obviously has. Okay,
no,
I'm not gonna.
Huh? We've been doing this damn show with Solana for years, and he's amped up Julian Hill and Ezukama and Skylar Thompson.
Yeah,
I did hype up Eric Ezukama, but dude, you saw him in preseason 3 years ago as a rookie with Skylar Thompson. He took over games. Like he looked like Randy Moss light in preseason, and then okay, he didn't play. You have Tyreek, you have Waddle, you get it. But then the following season, he comes back, he's healthy, and they're like, this is the year, Eric Ezukama. And in preseason again, he looks like he's the next Jerry Rice. And then he gets injured, and you're like, all right, last year, fine. Big game from Eric Ezukama, preseason game number 1. And you're like, all right, this is the year. 1 target.
The guy looks like Randy Moss. He plays like Randy Rainbow.
Shadow ban.
By the way, I'm looking here. His first career catch was on his NFL debut, a 3-yard reception, week 18 against the New York Jets against or from Skylar Thompson, baby.
Oh, they always had a connection. They always had a connection.
Well, they were killing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Ethan Bonner, get out of here, man. Not doing it.
He's going to be in the league 12 years.
He may, just by not having other players available, maybe out there a ton, Solana.
Yeah. We go play Garrett Wilson, and we're going to line up Ethan Bonner in front of him. We are in trouble.
Look at that. Aronde just texted us a picture of Aronde Gadsden II out on the field there with the Chargers. And it just says Gadsden. Does not say Gadsden II.
That's so stupid. For Jim Harbaugh to say, I don't believe in
the second
or junior, like you don't believe in somebody's name.
Doesn't make sense.
It's dumb.
When he was telling us that, I truthfully could not believe that was a legit thing. I know we don't want to get OG.
Not our battle to fight.
Yeah.
Let's jump him. I'm still down with jumping him.
We're just supporting the Chargers and little OG and...
Are we doing this as a show? Are we supporting the Chargers? Because, I mean, that's probably a team that's all fans.
We've got to expand who we root for because things are rough down here. So we've added Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp into our baseball rooting interests. Okay. And I'm adding the Tennessee Titans into my NFL rooting interest because of Cam Ward and Restrepo. And, I'll root for the Chargers as well.
Okay.
What about the Bucks? I love the Bucks.
Yeah, you can root for the Bucks. I'm not rooting for the Bucks. I like Baker Mayfield. I'm a big fan of Wirfs.
Wow. I'm not rooting for the Jumbo Shrimp. How about that?
No, we don't want you. Me and Fred Taylor have no interest in you rooting for anything Jacksonville.
The Eichen bros are going through it right now because McDaniel said we're weeks away from an Eichenberg return. No timetable just yet.
Didn't you have Tristan Wirfs on your podcast?
Yeah.
You like him?
He's very cool. Cool young dude. Like he's like, good. Eccentric, almost like hippie-ish.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I thought he'd be like a flashy, flashy dude. No, he's just a laid back little, almost more country than flashy.
I think he's hurt, though. Is he playing this season?
I don't know. I don't keep up with him like that.
You said you're a huge Bucks fan.
Once we say cut, I go to the bathroom.
Los Modelins.
Yeah, he was placed on the PUP list yesterday.
Huh. Should text him.
I don't know him.
I do have his number.
Talking to Crowder, you should text him.
No, I don't support injured people. Tighten up.
All right. Los Modelins won today. Shout out to the Fish. That's two straight. They're off tomorrow. Then they have the Brewers. I think they're in Milwaukee this weekend.
Yes, they're there.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
And a story that I deem to be big, but I don't think I'm getting the same type of reaction from Hawk and Crowder, but Leo Messi and Jordi Alba are not going to play in the MLS All-Star game tonight. That means by league rule, they'll be suspended for the following MLS game. That'll be Saturday when Inter Miami plays FC Cincinnati.
No, I think it's a big deal. You said that MLS might change the rules and just allow them to play, but wouldn't that be kind of bogus?
It would be, but this is, you talked about you have to set a precedent. Well, these are unprecedented circumstances. You have Leo Messi. People have purchased tickets to go watch Inter Miami and FC Cincinnati, a big battle. You could maybe call it a rivalry, and you're going to suspend Leo Messi because he wants to take a week off after playing 10 games in 40 days, five consecutive 90-minute games since the FIFA Club World Cup, and then they have the Leagues Cup coming up, which is important to Apple TV as well. Like, I don't know. This seems backwards to me.
Mm.
Hey, yesterday we celebrated the three-year anniversary of the Panthers trading Jonathan Huberdeau for Matthew Tkachuk. Did you see the video from Frank Saravelli on NHL Network last night?
From Sank Faravelli?
Frank Saravelli covers the NHL, NHL Insider. He said yesterday that the Hurricanes, Carolina, actually came down to the wire to acquire Matthew Tkachuk that same day, and they thought for a while it was going to be them who were going to trade the Flames. Where was he? Was it Calgary?
Calgary.
Yeah. That was going to end up trading for Matthew Tkachuk. And instead, it ended up being the Florida Panthers. How different the NHL could look if it was Carolina who had made that move.
Yeah, how different our hockey experience would be down here. I would have been prescient in my calling for Paul Maurice to be here.
And it's, I don't know, last year, but 2 years ago, the Hurricanes were balling.
Yeah. No, they've been good. They've been like, I mean, if they had Matthew Tkachuk, I don't know what they would have had to give up.
Yeah.
Finally, you guys see this? Jimmy sent me this story yesterday. Spirit Airlines, they're adding a nonstop service between Fort Lauderdale Airport, FLL, and Key West. I think there's two down there, but it's the one that most people fly into, EYW, starting November 6th of this year. One-way tickets are going to start at $79. Fort Lauderdale to Key West, nonstop.
I love it.
I flew Spirit this morning.
Up to Tampa?
Yep.
You didn't drive?
41 minutes.
Ridiculous.
Crazy.
You and a pal. You spent more time getting to the airport, waiting in line.
No, I didn't.
Deep planing. Yep, 100%.
We took off at 8:36.
But you left your house at 8. You left your house.
You had to leave your house, though. I left my house at 7. You had to get all the way east to the airport. Then you had to park.
All the way east. It was 12 minutes. All the way east. You're all the way east from the airport.
You what?
I live like 12 minutes from the airport.
You live 12 minutes from alligator habitat. You live 12 minutes from the airport.
I live 5 minutes off 595. Mm-mm. 595 straight, and maybe 15 minutes max.
You had to drive all the way east. Then you had to wait at the gate till they called your boarding section.
Group one, baby. Group
probably one. Group one in Spirit. There's nothing to be.
It really doesn't mean much. You're right.
No reason to cry for that. Man, you must have spent 6 hours traveling today for a 3.5-hour drive.
Easy.
And I was in 1A, the bulkhead, no leg room. Seats don't even recline. I said, oh.
Left your house at 7. Flight really took off like 8:50, I'm sure. Then they're up in the air. They land. It's like 9:45. They have to taxi. Now it's 10, 10:15.
Then you have to get all the way from the Tampa airport to IMG.
Correct.
We taxi for 30 minutes? What kind of airports are you flying to?
You walk through the Tampa airport, which is massive.
Massive. They got the big shark in there or something. Tampa, they got some airport, big thing in there.
About the size of a book bag.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
They actually tweeted out yesterday, Tampa airport might be, I'll make sure I have this tweet correctly.
You follow the Tampa airport?
I do.
I guess. Oh, yeah. No, DJ's up there.
Yeah.
With a car.
Yeah, but he didn't have a car freshman year.
He follows Tampa airport.
This is an amazing stat, though.
EPA?
Listen to this. Tampa International Airport could become the first airport in history to reach 1 billion annual passengers. It just needs 975 million more passengers. They tweeted that. That's funny.
That is funny. That's
funny.
Man, that little itty bitty airport. All they have is Chick-fil-A and Payway.
That's not true.
That is, I was just there. You always want to say something that's not a fact that I've tell a fact. Chick-fil-A and Payway.
No, they got good stuff at that Tampa airport.
Chick-fil-A and Payway. If you like those two.
No, I think I think there's a Portillo's in there.
No damn Portillo's.
That's cool. Payway in an airport? I would just get there. That's Payway. Diabolical, but that's
diabolical is not, cool. Is not the word. They should put that stuff into the airplane fuel tank.
What? No, Payway's good, man. Payway's fine.
Yes, it's delicious. Not when you're getting onto a flight on Spirit Airlines and the latrines are going to be down for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, boy. And I lit them up this morning.
Oh, my God, man.
Can you imagine stuffing your face with Payway before you get onto a flight?
They took off that light. They put that seatbelt light off. It was off about 12 minutes. Got him.
Hog, if you're in line in an airplane mid-flight, you're in line and the person gets out and it's Crowder, you're just sitting back down, right? You're like, yeah.
How about you see the guy get up to go to the bathroom and he's got like, you know, Payway wrappers on. All over his tray table. You're like, oh my God.
If you see somebody walk out of the bathroom with a magazine, like how do you handle that situation? Because you know
it's funny that you say magazines, because yesterday I told you we were planning that we just decided not spur of the moment, but our friend who runs AFC Bournemouth said, hey, you know, we're playing in Atlanta. It's this summer tour. And come see us. I'm going to be in Atlanta, and my wife is coming, and they're going to be in, I think, Chicago next week. They play. There's three cities that the Premier League summer tour is. But he said, "Hey, why don't you come to Atlanta?" So the ticket wizard and I, we get on the phone, and we're like, "Yeah, you want to go? Let's go." And so we're booking the airline stuff, and I said to Barry, I go, "Hey, man, don't bring a newspaper on the airplane." He still gets a newspaper at home. He gets two newspapers delivered to his house. And like, he'll text me like 3 days after something happens. Like, hey, did you see that so-and-so? But yes, I've seen it. Because I don't read a newspaper. I read a newspaper online. I don't read the actual newspaper. And he said, oh, not only do I bring a newspaper, I have a stack of magazines that I consider my airplane stack. So I go, I have a flight coming up. Let me grab this one. I've been looking forward to reading this magazine. So there is a guy who brings magazines on airplane.
I found my old Sports Illustrated magazines, which I bought flying. And I put them here in my studio. Barry Bonds. I mean, this could literally be from like 2006. Barry Bonds. Look, Crowder, I got a Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
After they beat stories. Alabama in the SEC
There's
championship.
My Jordan game. Mag.
Carmelo Anthony.
Wow.
Wow.
He got a Michael Jordan. You call me the collector. Y'all are really collectors.
Well, can you throw away something that has Michael Jordan on it?
I throw away Michael Jordan's shoes a number of times.
What?
You know
like
what I do?
Prayer book. You know, you don't throw away a prayer book. You don't throw it away. You have a proper burial for a prayer book. Same thing with a Michael Jordan cover magazine.
About the last, I don't know, it was a little while ago, maybe a month ago. You know, I fly twice a week. But when you're inside by the window and they say, you know, I tap and be like, hey, I got to get out, go to the bathroom. And they don't stand up. They just turn their legs sideways. I put kneecap to kneecap on everybody in the row. Boom, boom.
Yeah, you got to go butt into the face.
I want him to limp.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand the people who, like, why would you want the guy on top of you moving across? Like, yeah, I'll stand, like, yeah, oh, get me out of the row.
Yeah. The dude this morning, it was, you know, he might be on my 600-pound life. I don't think he wanted to stand up on that rocking plane. But he got a kneecap to kneecap.
It's like the people at it's my biggest pet peeve at sporting events. Trying to walk through the aisle.
And they turn.
And people do that. They do the knee thing or they turn.
Stand up.
It's like, hey, come on, man. Stand up, bro.
Hey, what are we doing here? Who are you? Who are you? You Colin Kaepernick here? Stand up.
Huh? Solana, jam your kneecap into the side of their leg and see if they stand up when you get back.
It's just so stupid. And then how about the people that like they like they don't even lift their knees up, they just kind of tuck their feet in. And then like, oh, God forbid you almost step on their sneakers. You're like, hey, it's like, bro, well, get up then, jackass. Yeah.
Like I'm on a tightrope all of a sudden. I gotta get up on my tiptoes like I'm a Walenda brother.
Telling you.
That joke killed for someone 55 plus. If Defoe's listening, and I just made a Walenda Brothers reference, Defoe is cackling somewhere.
Oh, I'm killing the retirement home.
Search the Flying Walendas.
I'm looking it up right now. The Flying Walendas. Bunch of tightropers. I thought it was going to be like, you know, that one really famous picture of them building, I don't know if it was the Twin Towers or maybe it was the Empire State Building. And those people are tight-roping.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that's who it was going to be.
Weren't they just on like a plank, a beam?
I thought they were like...
You know, tight-rope.
Tight-roping? You think construction workers? Do you know what a tight-rope is?
I thought it was acrobats who were using that opportunity to go up and tight-rope.
But it's not a rope there. It's a beam.
What? It's a beam. They're building the building.
Okay.
You think that they build skyscrapers out of rope?
No, I thought they took a rope up there to tightrope because I thought they were tightropers and they wanted to tightrope on the Empire State Building.
While they were building it, though?
Yeah, they were going to use the opportunity. Well, how did the people on the beam get up there, Hawk? The same way.
They work on constructing the building. You made it sound like a bunch of tightropers put a backpack on. And showed up at the tallest building in the world being created and said, yeah, can you give us a ride to the top? We'd like to go tightroping.
Well, don't bring up the Flying Walendas then. If you I mean, get out of here, man. Sorry, I'm not well-versed in tightroping.
Do you think in, like, 1903, they just called each other. Hey, you see the building going up over there? Grab me your rope. We're going tight roping. Right, you have anything else? I want to play some Tua. So do you have anything else?
You think gymnasts built the Empire State Building?
Nadia Comaneci building the 90th floor. Carrie Strug waiting to build the 91st.
Man, can't wait for Simone Biles to retire.
Len texted, I get it. Of course you do. Over 55. Well, Enda Brothers joke kills.
Wow, how about this from the Today Show? Terrifying video emerges of Walenda high wire accident. So they were still going? Oh. This is a 2019. They were still going all the way up to 2019?
Well, the Flying Walendas are family. The family continued on, and that was kind of the family business.
Walenda.
All right. Anything else?
Your weather. It's hot. It's 87 degrees. That's your weather.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to play some Tua Tagovailoa. That's a callback, Solana.
We're going to play some Tua Tagovailoa sound in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Here's another cut from Tua Tagovailoa today from Dolphins training camp. This, I haven't heard it. Some people have texted about it. I think this is probably a lighthearted clip more than anything. This is Tua talking about reading and listening to podcasts to kind of keep his mind right. So let's listen to this audio from earlier today.
I watch a good amount of podcasts, listen to like a good amount of audio books as well. I'm reading a book right now. So that's kind of like my process with like before I go to bed. Kind of helps like with the dreaming aspect of it. You know, you kind of go to bed, you kind of think about it, think a little more about it. Sometimes you get aha moments. You know, as you're sleeping, you wake up and something hits you in that sense. But I would say that's what I do in terms of motivation. And then, you know, you can take little snippets of what certain people say or little quotes in the book, you know, copy paste it, print it, put it on your locker, things of that nature to always remind you and get you back in the right frame of mind.
Do you know what you're reading?
I don't know what I'm reading. Funny. I don't know what I'm reading right now, but... Yeah.
See, that's the part that people are texting and tweeting about, which is if you're going to say that you're reading a book every night,
at least know what the book
is. It's like LeBron always having a book and on the first page.
Right. Well, at least you know what the book is, though, but he's never beyond the first couple of pages, which is funny. I'm with that with Tua. Like, I like that. Yeah, keep your mind right, and you watch some podcasts, you read some books, and you just kind of keep the mind working. But, yeah, just have one title ready to go. Just have a title just in case they call you on. It reminds me of, you know, Solana with the kayak stories or something. It's like, well, have something better ready to go.
Watch some Netflix, drink a couple beers, and go to bed too. Well, let's be honest.
Or real easy, you can shut everyone up. Well, I'm reading a book, but also I never go to bed without reading a couple verses from the Bible. You're golden. It's like, you know what I mean? You just move on.
What are you reading right now? The Bible?
A couple of books, but always a few verses from the Bible before bed. Yeah, I mean, man. Yeah, that's easy way out.
At the very least, like, I can lie. I'll just make stuff up. I have an answer always.
You lie, but it's very poorly.
Well, here's the thing.
Real pokey.
Here's the thing. You guys tear my lies apart, but it takes you like 3, 4, maybe 5 questions to finally figure out that I'm lying.
It takes you 3, 4, 5 questions to finally admit you're lying. We know you're lying the moment you do it. There's a difference between when you're finally ready to admit it.
But at the very least, I have an answer on the first question. He said what he had to say. One question. Hey, what book are you reading? Well, you know, I don't really know what book. Like, one question in, he got exposed. Like, at least give me 3, 4 questions before you expose me. You can't just make up a book.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, I'm reading several books right now. I don't want to give away the title or the author, but it's a motivational book that maybe I'll get you all a copy of it, all you beat writers. You know what I mean? Like, and you leave it at that. Yeah. And like, just bro, to go, oh, I don't know what I'm reading.
But if I told somebody I read, like, and I've actually been trying to read a little bit more. If I told somebody I'm reading and they're like, well, what book are you reading? Even if I'm not reading, I read books in high school. I could go, well, The Count of Monte Cristo is.
Right. But I mean, do you think we're going to accept Of Mice and Men if he says that? Because we all read it in high school.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. At least it's a name, Hawk. It's a name. One title.
We're going to have rabbits. Yeah, we're going to have rabbits, Lenny.
He's got to learn how to lie better, man. I'm sorry. That's crazy.
Solana, you
think he's lying, though? You think he's not reading books at night?
I don't believe so.
You can't come up with one. Or he, like, it just sounded like, no, I don't know what I'm reading now. Like, what
he said he didn't know what he was reading.
Well, then maybe they should do some more concussion tests on him, because that's insane. What do you mean?
It's cutesy. I hate what this. What do you do at night? You watch TV and drink a couple beers. No, I'm reading a couple, you know, self-help books and just trying to, you know, get my mind right so I can dream big while I'm dreaming. It sounds good. No, you're right. Not. You
I'm
bumping
only
up.
Fans.
You're bumping up with your wife. You got married. You have a baby. I know what you're doing before you go to bed at night. Mm-hmm. And then you're drinking a couple beers. You're hanging out, you know, eat some ice cream.
I think he's reading books.
He's not reading no damn books. He
should have said the biography of some George Washington. I'm learning how to be a commander of troops.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Norman Schwarzkopf. Yeah.
Yeah.
War and Peace.
You don't know Norman Schwarzkopf?
Who's that?
Wow. You guys are young. Do you know Norman Schwarzkopf, Jimmy?
Persian Gulf?
Yeah. He commanded the U.S. troops into the Persian Gulf. Good for you. Storming Norman Schwarzkopf, one of the greatest American generals of all time. Man, you guys are just...
I'd like to go with Ulysses S. Grant.
Good one.
Is he a general? I guess General Grant, yeah.
During the Civil War.
Hey, you know, Hawk's more of a Robert E. Lee guy.
Yeah. Oh, was that my general?
He went to high school with Robert E. Lee. So what you doing now, Rob?
Wait a second. You don't know General Schwarzkopf, but you know General Ulysses S. Grant?
Bro, he was a president, first of all. Yeah. And of course, everybody knows Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah. Well, why do you say
of course? Why wouldn't you know
Serena Williams?
The Civil War, did you see Venus Williams yesterday? 145 years old.
Yeah. Venus Williams is still playing competitive tennis?
She came back. She won yesterday. First round in Washington.
What?
Yeah.
She's like, what was she, 21 years older than the girl she played?
45
years old. There was a pitcher
old.
Yesterday in the major leagues that was 45 years old. They just called him up from the minors. 45 he pitched yesterday.
Hey, man, you're in the minors at 45. You might want to find another career.
He had been in the majors. Hadn't he been in the majors before, Jimmy? I got to look at this story.
That's a grind.
Venus Williams is playing tennis again.
She came back. Yep. She said she's doing it for actually, her comments were great yesterday. She's awesome. I love her, Crowder. She came back.
You yell my name when you say some Venus Williams. I don't care.
For insurance issues. She said she needs better insurance.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was more like tongue-in-cheek, but...
Kansas City's Rich Hill seemed a bit rusty in his return to the majors as baseball's oldest active player on Tuesday night. His Royals teammates didn't make the 45-year-old left-hander start against the Cubs any easier. He gave up 3 runs and 6 hits over 5 innings. He became the oldest player to start a major league game since 2012 when Jamie Moyer tossed his final game with Colorado at age 49.
Hmm.
This is his 14th team.
Wow.
He better have a hell of a spitter because I know he ain't got no heat.
I heard Kyle Seeloff and Tommy Hutton talking about him today during the Marlins game, and Tommy Hutton was saying he was throwing a few curves out there last night.
I'm about to say, I know he ain't going triple digits at 45.
Reminds me, I got to look at this Cubs box score. You think anything from Suzuki or PCA?
I like PCA.
Game's over. They lost 8-4. Suzuki 0-4. PCA 1-4. Damn it.
Mm. Suzuki let you down.
Let me down. All right, we got to take a break. We will try to figure out what Tua was reading by the time the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour starts, but I don't know where we would start.
Braille.
We take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.